It's got a beat, and I can dance to it.
It's got a beat, and I can dance to it.
It's got a beat, and I can dance to it.
It's got a beat, and I can dance to it.
It was sneezing kind of easy, but I can do.
It's got a beat, and I can dance to it.
It's got a beat, and I can dance to it.
It's got a beat, and I can dance to it.
It's got a beat, and I can dance to it.
It's got a beat, and I can dance to it.
It's got a beat, and I can dance to it.
It's got a beat,
and I can dance to it.
It's got a beat, and I can dance to it.
It's got a beat, and I can dance to it.
It's got a beat, and I can dance to it.
It's got a beat, and I can dance to it.
It's got a beat, and I can dance to it.
It's got a beat, and I can dance to it.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody, it is me, yeah, boy, Stu McAllister. With me, as always, are the dogs. I got Ween Dog at the end of the couch. Sadie Dog wandered into the kitchen. Now she's wandering back. I know a lot of you listen on Monday, and you're like, oh, my God, did Stu kill Sadie Dog? Yes, I did. I murdered her. I murdered her, and then I performed CPR on her, and then I murdered her again, and then I performed CPR again, and then I murdered her, and then I performed CPR. It didn't fucking work. I had to take her to the emergency vet. They performed CPR. They actually used fucking those electrical pads. Oh, my God. They brought her back to life, and so here she is. I got a huge monster vet bill. Fuck. Larry Cat's on top of the dog cage. Chilling like a motherfucker. No idea where a cow is. Probably upstairs shitting on my bed. How was your day, everybody? How was your day? Was it good? Was it fun? Was it exciting? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I hope it was. Why? Because today is Thursday, March 28th, 2020, quattro. Hopefully it was a good day at work, good day at school, good day doing whatever the fuck you do on a motherfucking Thursday. If it wasn't good, have a beer, go to bed, wake up, and tomorrow's Friday. It's fucking Friday, everybody. It's the goddamn weekend tomorrow, right? Fuck. Hell, Thursday now is the official, it's the official new Friday. Some people call it Friday Eve. Some people call it Friday Junior. I like to call it Thursday because that's what it fucking is. But we can pretend that it's Friday and fucking we're going to slack off tomorrow because Friday would then be Saturday. And what do we do on Saturday? We get fucking drunk. So let's get fucking drunk at work tomorrow, everybody. I don't give a shit if you're a cop. I don't give a shit if you're a goddamn truck driver. I don't give a shit if you're a kindergarten teacher. Get fucking drunk. Get goddamn loaded. I don't care if you're a postman, mostly because I'm assuming you're drunk anyway. Oh, my God, the mailman fucked up my mail again. Yeah, because he was drunk. Ah, man, I cracked open a beer. I got a nice Miller Lite kicking. Woo! If you guys are new to the podcast, if you somehow stumbled across this piece of shit, first off, I would like to apologize. This podcast is shit. I know it's shit. You can say it's shit, and I'll agree with you. I'll be like, yeah, it's shit. Now what? Fuck off. Stop listening. Save yourself some time and energy. All right, I get it. There's plenty of podcasts out there. A lot of them are better. A lot of them are worse. That's all I'll say about that. But I'm Stimmy Kelser, the host. I was a comedian for a long time, social worker for a longer time, and now I make mistakes, and the mistake I currently make is working for your West Michigan Whitecaps, single-A baseball team, for your Detroit Tigers. Apparently today was opening day, too. I sell Dippin' Dots, though. I never work at the ballpark. I'm never, never, never at the ballpark. Never. And I sell Dippin' Dots to schools and gas stations and grocery stores and trampoline parks and water parks. Whoever will sell Dippin' Dot ice cream, right? Whoever will sell. Before I get into the day, though, a couple things. When I got home from work and I'm sitting in the kitchen and the doorbell rings. And longtime listeners know I will ignore doorbell. If I don't know someone's coming over, I'll just ignore it. Why? Because I live in a neighborhood where there's plenty of solicitors. They come around and they're like, hey, man, you need a new roof. Hey, man, you need new siding. Hey, man, you need new windows. Hey, man, you need some landscaping help. And I'll be like, yup, sure do. And then I'll close the door. Because I don't give a fuck about any of that shit. None of it. They can all go fuck themselves. So I just ignore it. The dogs are going wild. I don't know if your dogs go wild. My dogs go wild when the doorbell rings. It's weird. Like, what is it about a doorbell that somehow triggers that aggression response in dogs? Why does it not trigger that same aggression response in, like, cats? My cats never go fucking crazy when the doorbell rings. It'd be fucking awesome if they did. They just started, like, hissing at the door. Oh, my God, that guy's got cats. Let's get the fuck out of here. Oh, my God, they're probably shitting on his bed. Right? So he rang the doorbell again. I'm like, ah, fuck. All right. This person is being persistent. Let me just go see. And I open the door. And there is a boy. I don't know how old he is. I would assume somewhere between 10 and 12 would be my guess. I don't know. Boy by himself, African-American boy. And he didn't have anything in his hands. Now, I do have kids come around and they'll sell like candy bars. It's like, oh, yeah, if I can buy a candy bar to support my basketball team, buy a candy bar to support my fucking football team, whatever. And I'll buy candy bars. I'll help out the kids. I do it for the kids. But this guy didn't have anything in his hands. And he's like, hey, does Mason live here? And I'm like, oh, my God. Am I getting punked? Like, what is happening? Is someone breaking into the back of my house? Why are you asking me if some kid lives here? Shouldn't you know if a kid lives here? And I was like, sorry, man, I don't. I don't know who Mason is. And he's like, oh, he's a mixed kid with red hair. And I'm like, sorry, man, I don't know the neighborhood kids at all, right? I don't. And he's like, oh, okay. And he starts to walk away. And in my brain, too, I'm like, dude, you're talking to a middle-aged white guy. You don't want me to know the kids. I'm the last guy that you want knowing the kids in the neighborhood, right? This is weird. But apparently he was with his mom. Now, I did not recognize this at first, but the mom was in the car parked in front of my house. And then she starts yelling at me. Not like yelling at me, but yelling at me to get my attention kind of thing. And she's like, do you know who Mason is? And I was like, I just told your son, I'm assuming it's your son. I was like, I do not know who Mason is. Do you know any of the kids? No, I'm a grown-ass man. Why would I know kids in the neighborhood? I don't. And then the kid starts to walk to the one neighbor's house. But he's kind of walking in the wrong direction. If nothing else, I do know where the kids live. If you're looking at my house, to the right of my house, it's all just like old people. The four houses down, there's just old people, no kids, no children. no chitlins. So I told him, at least, I was like, if you go down the other way, there's kids down there. Now, I don't know if you're going to find Mason or not, but that's the direction you would go. You would have more luck going that way than the other way. So they're like, okay. And then she screams for the kid to get in the car with him. No, I don't know if they had any luck finding Mason. I sincerely hope they did. But I found it kind of weird that this guy was aggressively ringing my doorbell. And I don't know if he knew that a old white man was going to open the door or not. Very strange. Today was my day for dealing with African-American people. Not necessarily in a bad way, but just kind of like an unusual way. Long-time listeners know, and even short-time listeners know, that I'm on a couple dating apps currently, right? So I'm on one app called Coffee Meets Bagel, right? And it's fine, right? Although, unfortunately, every dating app that I have, I'm currently on three. Every single one, any kind of interaction I've ever had with anybody has been a scammer and a spammer. Today on Facebook is free. There was one who kept trying to get me to go to the Telegram app. No, I don't know if any of you guys are on Telegram. Apparently, it's like another messaging thing. And they were like, yeah, let's go over to Telegram. And I'm like, why? If we're going to communicate with each other, why can't we communicate here? Why do we need to go to another app? And the reason you go to another app is because apparently it can be easy for hackers and spammers to glean information off of you. Now, am I stupid? Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. But I'm also not dumb enough to just, like, give random people information. So I just kept telling this person. I was like, no. Now, part of it, like, I knew they were a scammer before they even messaged me to begin with. It was because their profile only had, like, it had a picture, and it was from, like, the back of the woman. Like, you only saw, like, her back, her head, the back of her head, a profile. She was sitting at, like, a outdoor table at a restaurant, right? Like, out on the patio, and someone was coming back from the bathroom, and they snapped a picture of this woman, so you only see the back of her head. And so I was like, why only the back of the head? Oh, I've been getting fucking spammed and harassed and da-da-da. I'm like, why? Why would you get spammed and harassed? Why do you want to go to another fucking thing? Like, if you're getting spammed or harassed, I'm not going to harass you. Just communicate here. No? Okay, we can't? All right, go fuck yourself. So I reported them, whatever. The other one on Coffee Meets Bagel, I get a notification. Oh, someone liked your profile. All right. Fuck. All right, I'll take a peek. And I look at this thing, this profile, and I was like, God damn it. This woman, the African-American woman, which I have zero problem with it. But here's the part where I have problems with. One, this woman lived in Chicago, so that's 3 hours away from where I am. I live in Grand Rapids, Michigan, everybody. It's 3 hours away. No, right off the bat, no. But here's the kicker. This woman is 27 years old. Like, what? I'm twice your age, bitch. I was 27 when you were born. Fuck. Fuck off. No. If I was your age, you would be dating a fetus. Right? We did the same thing. No. So I messaged her and I said, hey, I'm probably older than your dad. And she responds, what do you mean? So at least I'm sort of like getting an indication maybe this person's a human being as opposed to a spammer. But I was like, yeah, well, I'm going to be 54 soon and you are 27. I'm probably older than your dad. And she's like, oh, no, my dad is older than you. But he's dead. I'm like, what a weird response. You don't need to tell me that your dad's dead. You just say, oh, yeah, no, my dad's older than you, whatever. I'm like, okay. But then I said, hey, you realize that I'm also 3 hours away? I'm like, she's like, is that a problem? And I'm like, well, yeah, probably. Eventually, it's going to be a problem. And then I'm also like, what am I going to do with you? Like, what do I don't have anything in common with a 27-year-old. And apparently this woman is also in the service. It looked like from all of her pictures, she was like in the Navy. Now, I don't know. Does the Navy or the Navy Reserves have a fucking base or spot or whatever in Chicago? I don't know. I'm not really interested in seeing this person ever. Or even fucking pursuing to see if she's a real fucking human being, because I don't give a shit. But I'm just like, ah, Christ on a fucking cracker. Why? 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 And then I finally, I heard back from the one on Plenty of Fish. All of the websites are fucking zingers today. The one woman who I thought was real, but then asked for, like, proof of life. This is my thing, everybody, because I've been catfished too many times that I'm like, okay, I need proof of life. And the proof of life for me is, take a selfie. Everybody's got a fucking cell phone with the camera. Take a selfie of yourself with a piece of paper and your name and the date. Boom. No, you can't fucking, no one's going to fake that shit. Now, someone might try to fucking Photoshop shit or whatever, but I'm just like, do this. And the woman was like, okay. And then 2 days later, she didn't. She hadn't. But then today she fucking, she was just like, okay. It was something like that. And then she still has not done it. I'm like, oh, fucking hell. Why? But, I mean, that immediately stops all the spammers. So if any of you guys are on a fucking dating app and suspect somebody is a spammer or a scammer or catfisher or whatever the fuck, do that, I guess. It stops them in their tracks, apparently. And do like a Google search on their pictures, or if you can do a reverse search or whatever on their pictures. Because that's how I found out the one lady who was scamming me was an OnlyFans model. And then another one, it was clearly Michelle Pfeiffer. Someone is trying to catfish me with Michelle Pfeiffer's pictures. What the fuck? Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm looking at him like, man, that really looks like Michelle Pfeiffer. This woman, striking resemblance. And then I fucking did the Google search, and yeah, sure as fuck. It was like a picture from like People magazine or something. And I'm like, God damn, you dumb fucks. When you start to fucking try to scam people, find people who aren't famous. All right? You fucking idiot. Because then that's how the OnlyFans lady popped up. And then there was a third lady who popped up doing some sort of search. She was in like a catalog magazine kind of thing. I'm like, fucking hell. Everyone's a fucking idiot. Everyone's an idiot. You're not an idiot for listening to this podcast. I appreciate that. I'm going to be doing a live podcast if any of you guys are interested, live in the West Michigan area. I'm not necessarily going to encourage anyone to travel from out of the area. But if you are, Saturday, April 13th, so just over 2 weeks away. Fuck, I got to get my shit together. I'll be doing it over on the northwest side of Michigan. There's a Facebook invite, the shit on Twitter. I'll post more about it. Live podcast, 7 to 9 o'clock. It'll be a whole lot of fun, everybody. It's free. It's free. I'm not charging you anything. It's free. I am going to do like a silent auction on some shit. You fucking weirdos gave me all that cocktail stuff. I'm going to have a silent auction on that. If you guys want to buy some cocktail, the movie Cocktail. If you're new, people were sending me cocktail shit. I got like Davey Day, VHS tape. I got a fucking clock and a mug and a book. And oh my God, I got all sorts of fucking cocktail shit. It's funny. So there's that. Graham Van Baccarino will be there. Matt Harper will be there on the ones and the twos. So it'll be a whole lot of fun. So, all right. I got an email today from emailer Jason. He shot me an email. I like reading his emails. Although I always feel like there's a certain level of sarcasm involved. But here we go. Starts, yes, Stu, you are the awesomest podcaster. I'm not sure awesomest is a fucking word, though, Jason. I've been thinking about your dating issues, and I have some advice. Lower your standards. Now lower them some more. Lower. Now try that. It worked for Stacy. Stacy's the woman that he's dating. She found me. Stacy, I think you listen to this. Higher your standards. Drop Jason. Jason's like, oh. Now, I don't like to think that my standards are incredibly low. Or, sorry, incredibly high. I just have, like, I really, again, when I look at a dating profile, what do I look at first? I look at where they live. Because so often, they're sending you suggestions. Here's a person who lives in Chicago. Here's a person who lives in Wisconsin. Here's a person who lives in Columbus, Ohio. Here's a person who lives in Indiana. I'm like, what the fuck? Why can't you find somebody in Michigan? I've said it before. I live in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the second largest city in Michigan, and there's like zero people who pop up. I don't understand it. It's crazy. Is fucking, are these dating sites like in cahoots with like Google Maps, and they're just trying to fucking get me on the road and take road trips? Like, ah, fucking hell. So I look at that. Then I read their bio. A lot of the times these ladies always write like, oh, nobody reads these. I do. I'm the fucking weirdo. I read the bio. Because I think it's important to read the bio, because what they write or what they don't write tells you a whole lot. You know, I'm finding a lot of the bios are very generic. I'm a hard worker. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I know my worth. And then they'll write things like what they don't want from you. And I'm like, well, all right, here's the deal. You're applying for the job, right? The job that you want to date somebody. So that's the job. Why would I want to hire you? Why would I want to date you? You need to tell me the positive things. You don't tell me what you want, right? I look at what you got, and then I hit, oh, yeah, I'm interested. And then you look at my bio, and then you see if it gels. That's how you do it. In fact, too many people are so fucking angry, too. Christ on a cracker. Angry and dumb, or they're very, like I said, very generic. Or they just kind of, like, they half-ass it. I'm like, fuck. And then I'll look at like what they look like, because clearly there needs to be physical attraction of some kind, right? I actually saw a post today, and unfortunately the woman lived like, I think she lived way over on the east side of state, like Detroit area, which is like 2.5 hours. I'm like, fucking hell. But she actually said she was talking about dating, and she's like, yeah, there needs to be some physical chemistry, because she said something about like the eventual goal is to get, did she say get naked or something, get physical? I mean, it was like, it was, I'm not gonna lie, it was refreshing to hear that, because too many of these people just make it sound like they just want to be friends or whatever. And I'm like, that's great, yes, I would like to be friends with somebody that I'm dating. But then there needs to be like the physical component to it. Otherwise, we're just friends. Like, why are we on a dating site? Go on a friend site. Which is weird, because Facebook does have like a friend thing. And I keep getting these like likes from dudes to be friends. And then I'm like, what the fuck is this about? And then I look at their profile, and half their pictures of them, like, they're not wearing shirts, and it's clearly like in a mirror. And I'm like, do these guys think I'm gay or something? Are they hoping to fucking turn me gay or some shit? Like, I don't understand it at all. And I'm just like, nope. And even if they were like legitimately, no, I'm just trying to be a friend, I'm trying to find a guy to go bowling with or whatever, I'd be like, man, I'm not interested. Sorry, thank you for trying, but go fuck yourself. All right, anyway. Do you need any volunteers to help with the live podcast? Thank you very much for saying that, Jason. I don't believe that I do. I don't think I will need anybody to help. Because I got Matt. Matt's going to help me with the sound shit. I'm going to go look at the room at some point. I don't think I'm going to need any help with, like, tables and chairs, because I think this room already has, like, tables and chairs. Maybe it'll be, like, a quick, moving shit around, but I don't think it's going to be anything really labor intensive. And to be perfectly honest, everybody, I would be pleasantly surprised if there were more than a dozen people. When Jason's talking about lowering your expectations, I have lowered my expectations for the podcast. I'm going to say it would be a great day for me. It would be a great experience for me if there were 12 people there. So there we go. Setting up chairs, putting fresh batteries into the Radio Shack tape recorder. I'm pretty good on that. I'm good on that. I use rechargeable batteries. I am cheap, and I'm thinking of the environment, and I use rechargeable batteries. I'm doing my part. Do you think you should have a bodyguard? Yes, that is something, Jason. I will say yes, I need a bodyguard. I need a bodyguard to protect me from you. So if you could escort yourself out, that would be the best. Your listeners seem like the type of people that don't take their medications. Now, that's possible. That's possible. I'm not going to judge. There have been periods of times where I wasn't taking my medication. I had to pick up my Eliquis, my blood thinners today. And I get 3 months at a time. That's just how the doc set it up. And my copay is still relatively high, but I'll say this. It's still half of what 1 month would be if I didn't have insurance. It's fucking insane. And it was to the point where the lady who was getting it for me was like nervous and cautious about it, because she gets it and she's like, are you aware of the copay? Like, because she knew, like, this is a lot of money. And I was like, yup. And then she's like, okay. And then she tells me, and I was like, that's for a 3-month supply, right? And she's like, yep. And I'm like, okay. And then I just yell out, America! And she kind of chuckled. And then I said, the problem with this med that I'm taking is, like, I can't even sell these on the street. There's no resale value to this. I said, who's going to snort Eliquis? And then I think she was thinking, like, I was trying to find cheaper solutions to the Eliquis, because she said something about I could take baby aspirin. And I'm going to tell you this, everybody. I could, but then I'd probably fucking die. Taking that baby aspirin. Trust me, if that seemed like a logical, safe solution, I think I would buy a $10 bottle and get like 200 tablets of baby aspirin as opposed to the shit that I fucking gotta be on. Ugh. I really would. Can anyone? I know I have cops who listen, and I know I got lawyers who listen. Do I have any doctors who listen? Anyone in the medical profession who listens? Can anyone explain to me why they can't just take out the blood clots? I have a blood clot in my right calf, and apparently I got one in each lung. Now, can anyone explain to me why they can't take them out? Why they can't, like, use lasers or some shit, or fucking put me in a goddamn, like, x-ray machine for, like, a half hour and cook them? Cook those fucking blood clots? I mean, it seems like it'd be relatively easy. It almost seems like it would be like an in-and-out kind of operation, too. Just like fucking stick something into fucking one of my veins and go and find it, right? Like, you know how you watch the medical shows and they're doing surgery and they got a fucking camera on a tube that's going into someone's fucking heart and they're recording everything? Why can't they fucking do the same shit? No, I know I'm not a bright man. Because I'm selling Dippin' Dot ice cream for a living. So clearly I'm dumb as fuck. And I record a podcast on a Radio Shack tape recorder. Pretty dumb. But if anybody could let me know as to why that's not a good thing or not a practical thing. I'm sure rich people fucking get it done. God damn, I wish I was rich. Money doesn't solve problems, dude. Yeah, it fucking does. It does. It solves fucking problems. Now, maybe it causes new problems, But I think I'd rather deal with rich people problems than poor people problems. I'd like to be able to walk into a grocery store and not have to worry about paying for shit. I'd like to walk into a grocery store and buy name brand stuff as opposed to store brand stuff. I'd like to walk into a grocery store without fucking using coupons. I'd like to walk into a grocery store without having to fucking return my bottles. Use my bottle slips. How about that? I'm curious. Do what the... I think you're supposed to... Right. Do you know? Do you know what the starting wage for Dippin' Dots would be? Offhand, Jason, I don't. There are a lot of changes that are currently happening, so I'm not really sure what the starting wage would be. I think you and I could be the Dippin' Dot All-Stars. Management wouldn't know what to do because we would get shit done. Yes, absolutely. I would agree with you. Anyone who's got half a brain could come to work in Dippin' Dots and be immediately better than the fucking coworkers that I have. I'm telling you the truth. Has Jake done anything managerial? He sounds like a facility manager. Keep the great podcast coming. I wish you all the best because you are the best, Jason. Jake is the new manager, and I'll let you guys know I'm frustrated by him because it's just weird. Today was a great example. I get done with the route. I'm coming back. I get to the warehouse. Jake is there with Curtis, the old man. Curtis parked his van outside for whatever reason. The two vans are outside, so the two vans go inside. There's only two vans left, me and the young fuck. So I pull in. I pull in, and Jake's there, and I see him come into the warehouse, and I start to talk to him, but he's gone. He's gone. Where the fuck did he go? Apparently, he wandered upstairs. We got a little upstairs part of the warehouse. He wandered upstairs. I'm like, okay. And so then he comes downstairs, and he's got a sneeze guard with him for one of the kiosks that we have. And then I was like, okay. And I didn't know what he was doing with it or where he was going, but all of a sudden he walks outside, goes to his truck, and he leaves. And he doesn't say, hey, Stu, how was your day? Hey, Stu, what's going on? Hey, Stu, you got any questions? Oh, my God. Thanks for working so much. Thanks for working 40 hours in 3 days. Oh, my God, that's great. None of that. He just fucking leaves. He doesn't say goodbye. He doesn't say that he's leaving. He doesn't say if he's coming back. Nothing. And I've said this many, 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 many times on this podcast. I fucking hate that. When you're at a place of work and it's just like you and another person. Now, the old man was there as well, too. But I'm just like, just say you're leaving. Just say you're fucking leaving. And I find it weird that he didn't ask me because I texted him a question 2 days ago, everybody, and he still has not gotten back to me the answer. Now, whenever I talk to any of these fucking idiot assholes who are my bosses, it isn't like I'm trying to shoot the shit with them. It's I'm asking them questions about my fucking job. And when you don't respond back to me, it tells me that you don't give a fuck about how I do my job, I guess. Or it's telling me that you don't give a fuck about your job, I guess. And today it told me that he didn't give a fuck. Like that he didn't, because he was talking to Curtis. He could have said, hey, Stu, how's, all it could have been was, hey, Stu, how's it going? That's all he had to fucking do. And he chose not to do it. He chose not to do it. Now I'm asking you, wherever you work, if you are in an office or wherever you work, you're in a warehouse, whatever, and it's you and another person, and you know that other person's there, and then they just fucking all of a sudden are gone, wouldn't you feel fucking weird about it? I would. And again, back from my social work days, there were plenty of times where I might have been the only person there, or I might have been there with like one other person. It's like a safety issue. It's a fucking safety issue, and it bothers me a ton. Is it kind of fucking low level shit? Fuck yeah, it is low level shit. But just fucking tell me. Just say I'm leaving, okay? I bought toilet paper for work too. We were like all out of toilet paper except for one. I have been the guy who's replaced the toilet roll the last two times, and I replaced it not even using the toilet paper. Somebody else just leaves the fucking toilet paper roll empty sitting there. And there's the toilet paper. We got one of those, like, stand things that, you know, it's kind of like a, a plunger or whatever, and you just fucking put the toilet paper on it so it's like right fucking there. We got it. It's right fucking there. You don't have to fucking, you don't even have to move or walk or nothing. Just fucking pick it up and put it down. Nope. So we were all out, so I bought a fucking like 30 pack or whatever. And then we got a group text thing. I would text everybody, I bought toilet paper today. And everyone was like, oh my God, I thought we had some. I thought the cabinet was full of it. No, the cabinet was not full of it. It's full of fucking paper towels. Nope. I'm not even using the goddamn toilet paper, you dicks. I need to start taking more shits at work. I need to get paid taking shits. The boss doesn't make us clock out when we take a shit. It's a bonus. Ugh, fucking hell. Just dumb. Everybody's dumb. Nobody's paying attention. So Dibidos had me driving to, I drove to Rochester Hills, then Bloomfield Hills, and then Canton. Not Canton, Ohio, where the fucking NFL Football Hall of Fame is. And I'm going to tell you this too. I've been to three hall, like sports hall of fames. I've been to Cooperstown for baseball, Springfield for basketball, and Canton for football. And I'm going to tell you, the football one is the worst of the three. It's the worst. I did not care for it. It did not make me go, I need to come back and go to this. I thought it would have been way more like interactive. You know, like, hey, throw a football. Hey, put your hand up against, this is the hand of fucking T.J. Watt or whatever. Someone like, this is the hand of Bruce Smith. Oh, my God, Bruce Smith's hands are fucking huge. His cock has got to be fucking monstrous. Right? None of that. It was very, very weird. Now, it was a while ago. It's been probably like 6-7 years, so I don't know. Maybe it's gotten better, but fuck. But I had to go all those places. And the Rochester Hills and the Bloomington Hills was fucking weird. Like the Rochester corporate places, we're absorbing these from corporate. So we're going in, we got to tell them how we do shit a little differently, whatever. And apparently these people knew I was coming, but they didn't. First place is supposed to pay me, they didn't. Just dumb, it's just more dumb shit. I get to the second place in Bloomfield Hills. I get there, and there's a guy in the doorway. There's like sliding doors to the gas station. He's in the doorway, in where the sliding doors are, and he's smoking a cigarette right there by the door. I'm like, oh my God, the fuck. And he's clearly the employee or whatever. I was like, hey man, I'm the Dimmadot guy. Just here to fill you. And he's like, hey everybody. He's like yelling into the store, hey everybody, the Dimmadot guy's here. The Dimmadot guy's here. The day is saved. And I'm like, what? What is going on here, man? Like, I don't know. What do you want from me, dude? Legitimately, what the fuck do you want from me? I'm just here to give you dots. Do you want me to give you dots? Or do you want to be a fucking weirdo? And he continued to be a weirdo. It was very strange. It was, again, I do not have a relationship with this guy. I saw him 3 seconds ago for the first time, and he's giving me shit. So we go, we look at the freezer, and he's telling me, now this guy apparently is the manager or owner or whatever, I don't know, and he's telling me, he's like, yeah, we got some lady who comes in here, she buys banana split and cookies and cream every day. I think she's crazy. I think she's probably locked up in a psych hospital right now. And I'm like, okay, I don't care. So what do you want me to do? And they had these baskets, which are dumb. Corporate place had baskets because it requires the employees of the gas station or wherever to have these baskets to, when the baskets are empty, that people go beneath the baskets and get the product from underneath, and they never fucking do. They never do. So I put in the dividers to make it easier, and they can put more product and whatever, and the guy wants to be loaded up. And I was like, all right, man, I'll load you up. So I sold him, I think it was 14 cases, which is pretty good. I loaded him up, put a new lid on. The guy couldn't have been happier. He was super happy. He was like, he kept thinking that there was going to be shit underneath. And I was like, no, man, everything's open. There is nothing underneath. You don't need to do anything. And he's like, what? And I was like, yeah, it's all right there for people to just like reach in and grab it. He's like, oh my God, that's the greatest. I'm like, finally, somebody fucking understands. And the reason this guy fucking understood is because he speaks English. The majority of the guys that I deal with, like, they do speak English, but English is their second language, and sometimes they just have a hard time comprehending. And I always feel bad. I don't speak whatever language. I don't speak Spanish. I don't speak whatever Middle Eastern language that these gas station owners speak. So I feel bad that I'm not communicating to them what they need to know. But here we are. This guy did. So we're good. We're good. We're good. So it was a pretty easy day, everybody. I actually only worked like 9 hours. That's it. I'm like, okay. Pretty much all of that is overtime. Because, again, I was at I was technically at like 39 and a half hours as of yesterday, Wednesday. Working too much. Working tomorrow, too. I'm all right with it. Give me that money. I need that money. I'm poor as fuck. Poor AF. I did my taxes. Have you guys done your taxes yet? Apparently you're supposed to do your taxes every fucking year. What kind of shit is that? That's some bullshit is what that is. I am grateful that here in the state of Michigan, we can now start paying for our tags, the sticker we put on our license plate. We can do it. We can pay every 2 years. As opposed to every year. I'm like, fuck, why are we doing it every year? Can I pay every 2 years? Fuck, I'd be like, can I pay every fucking 3 years? Jesus Christ, let me just pay it and be done with it. Fucking weirdos. So I did the taxes. I'm getting some money back from the federal, getting some money back from the state. But I always owe the city of Grand Rapids. The city of Grand Rapids is the greedy motherfuckers. Greedy, greedy, greedy. Whatever. Fuck, I'm tired. I just want to go to sleep. And it's 8 o'clock. Fucking shit. All right. What do we got to talk about here? What do we got to talk about here? All right. I saw this. Okay. I found this funny. This is in Muskegon, Michigan, which is about, 45 minutes or so away from where I live, right? And I like Muskegon enough. It's a bit of a shithole, but I like it enough. The West Michigan Ironmen, the indoor football team, they play there. I love them. I'll go out there. But it's funny. In Muskegon, they are replacing or removing two playgrounds at Cruz Park. Now, that's an unfortunate name, Cruz. It's K-R-U-S-E, Cruz Park. It's an unfortunate. But they're getting removed due to a potential for head and neck entrapment. What? Head and neck entrapment? The fuck? In 2022, two large play structures were removed from Margaret Drake Elliott Park in Lake Michigan due to similar risks. New playground equipment will be installed there this spring. Cruz Park at the west end of Sherman Boulevard is home to the city's Dog Beach. Adjacent to the playground area are four picnic shelters. The playgrounds were to be removed in late March or early April. They are more than 30 years old and have outlasted the typical life expectancy of 20 to 25 years. Now, again, I've turned into the old man. I'm the old man, and I get it. And I'm just thinking of, like, fuck, when I was a kid, playgrounds were cement. Cement and metal. And everything spun. Everything was a spinning fucking thing. And we didn't have fucking wood bark or sand. Everything was concrete. And there was no supervision. And you just fucking did shit. Monkey bars. Jungle gyms. We had steel fucking slides that would either fucking burn your skin. Or when you were sliding down, it would like rip your skin off. There was nothing fucking safe. The goddamn swings, you could fucking swing like 40 feet up in the air and then you jump off. The goal sometimes for people was like actually kind of like loop over the swing. Did any of you guys do that? No, I was never able to accomplish that, nor did I ever really even try to accomplish it. But I remember, I think it was Joni Horvath. Do any of you guys know Joni Horvath? Joni Horvath, I believe, was the one who swung all the way around. It was either her or Colleen Quinn. It was one of those two chicks, I'm pretty sure. And I think they were stunned that it happened. Like, I don't think they were quite aware that that was going to happen. But it's weird to me when these fucking things happen. They're going to fucking move shit for safety purposes. And sometimes when I look at, like, the toys or whatever on a playground today, I'm like, I can't even recognize it as anything. Like, what is that supposed to be? And I'm not trying to say it's the pussification of America, like, you know, heaven forbid. Like, I'm not saying, like, yeah, we need to fucking, everything needs to be cemented again. Like, I don't want anyone to fucking die. When you think about it, like, oh, fuck, we all should be dead from blood loss, from all of our scraped knees and hands and elbows and everything else. Somebody should have snapped their neck at some point, right? Like, this is how it should be. The fucking teacher was on the other side of the playground smoking a cigarette. Right? Clearly not interested. They were reading a book or something. They weren't fucking paying attention to us. But yeah, all right, whatever. Safety, man. Safety. When many of our playgrounds were installed, there wasn't as great an understanding as there is today about head and neck entrapments, said Muskegon Public Works Director Dan Vanderhyde. Many of our older playgrounds have a space that is just small enough and yet just large enough. If you were a child, you might be able to get your head into the space and not be able to get it back out of the space. Well, that's because you got big fucking ears. You have big fucking ears. Now, that I remember, like, at home, like, where I grew up, we had a banister. And I believe I stuck my head in the banister at one point. Somehow got my head stuck. Awful. Awful. All right, 47 minutes in, haven't said shit. All right, so let me do one more thing. What are we going to talk about? Police kill the guy who's going to rob a bank. All right, he deserved it. Donald Trump apparently is autographing Bibles with God Bless the USA, selling them for $60 a pop. What a fucking loser. Can I say that out loud? Even if you're voting for Trump, you have to go, this guy's a fucking loser. Like, how can you legitimately say this is a good idea? The guy who wants to be our president is out there hawking fucking autographed Bibles. He's a fucking snake oil salesman. He's a fucking loser. Everybody's a goddamn fucking loser. Michigan rep confused Gonzaga basketball players for illegal aliens. Yeah, he's a bright man. Hopefully we need to vote him out. All right. How about this? Harvard. Have you guys ever heard of that? It's a college in Massachusetts. Harvard. Apparently pretty good. I don't know. I've never heard of it. Apparently they removed a book from its library. The book was called, it's got a French name. I'm going to destroy this. Destinies de l'Homme. I don't know what it means. But they removed it. Technically, they removed the cover because the Ivy League school concluded that the human remains used in the book's binding, what? No longer belong in the Harvard Library collections due to the ethically fraught nature of the book's origins and subsequent history. Now, what? This book is made out of humans? Human skin? Like bones? Whatever? The book, written by French novelist, oh Jesus Christ, Arsène Houssay, translates into Destinies of the Soul and has been in the school's library since 1934. That does not explain to me why it's made out of humans. This sounds like a Army of Darkness kind of thing. Like, you open up this thing and demons from hell come out and kill you. The book's first owner, a French doctor. Oh, Jesus. Why does it pop up always happen when I'm reading shit? A French doctor named Dr. Ludwig Boland. That sounds like a fucking evil doctor. bound the book with skin from an anonymous dead patient without her consent. Oh, my God. Yeah, I was right. This guy is evil. The library is now in the process of conducting additional provenance and biographical research into the book, Boland and the Anonymous Female Patient, as well as consulting with appropriate authorities at the university and in France to determine a final respectful disposition of these human remains. Oh, my God. Yeah, now I'm looking at the picture of the guy who wrote the book. He looks like a psycho. The core problem of the volume's creation was a doctor who didn't see a whole person in front of him and carried out an odious act of removing a piece of skin from a deceased patient, almost certainly without consent, and used it in a bookbinding that has been handled by many for more than a century. We believe it's time the remains be put to rest. Jesus Christ. How does that happen? How did they find out? How did they fucking come across the fact that this book is made out of human skin? We apologize on behalf of Harvard Library for past failures in our stewardship of the book that further objectified and compromised the dignity of the human being in the center. Yiker dikers. That's gross. You know what else is gross? This podcast. This podcast is gross. Thank you guys for listening. I do appreciate it. If you guys can do me a solid on a couple things. If you like this podcast, if you could rate, review, subscribe, that would be awesome. Wherever you listen, I know it's on different podcast platforms. If you could rate, review, subscribe, sweet. If you could like the Facebook page, like the Twitter page, that's where you will see the clips of the day, hear clips of the day sent in by listener Jason. He listens intently. He finds something funny. He sends me a little clip, and then I post it. So I have nothing to do with it. I do not influence Jason in any kind of way. It's always his choice. So please do that. Elemental Podcast, Facebook, and Twitter. If you could consider subscribing to the Patreon is a paywall. So for $5 a month, what do you get? More. You get more podcasts. So the freebies are Mondays and Thursdays. So if you would like more, and who wouldn't like more? Go to Patreon, patreon.com, search out Elemental Podcast. You find it, $5 a month. One less ice mocha mocha in your life. It goes to me. I appreciate that. And you just do it a month at a time. You can do it 1 month and be done. Or you can continue to do it for as long as you want. And you can always go back and listen to all the other podcasts. We're coming up on episode 1000 pretty soon. So there's a lot of fucking podcasts out there. Would I encourage you to go back and listen? Absolutely not. Don't go back and listen. It's all dumb. This podcast is all about moving forward. Always forward, never back. Check out my T Public store. Check out my Mercari store. The T Public store has an Elemental Podcast design, so you can get a shirt, a hoodie, a coffee mug, a sticker, a magnet, whatever you want. If you can't find the links to my T Public or Mercari store, let me know and I will send you the link. And then if you can do the seven things, social media things, that'd be great. If you go to Facebook, I want you to like the Magic JBM page. That's my buddy John Midgley. He is a magician, an artist, a swell human being. So if you can go like his page for all of your magic needs, that would be great. Magic JBM. West Michigan Trading Cards and Sports Memorabilia. If you like to do anything with sports, if you like sports cards or jerseys or footballs or baseballs or whatever, it's a good place to go to buy it, sell it, trade it, show it off, whatever you want. It's a group as opposed to a page, so you got to answer questions to get in. There's four questions, very simple questions. Answer the questions and you're in. And you don't need to live in West Michigan. We just started it here and there you go. West Michigan Trading Cards and Sports Memorabilia. Extra Levels Gaming is a video game store in Holt, Michigan. They have old games, new games, games for all the systems. So if you're a gamer or know a gamer, and the odds are good. The odds are good that you're one or both, right? You know somebody who plays games. You got a brother, a sister, kids, a cousin, neighbors, coworkers, whatever. You know somebody who games. I know somebody who games. So that's a good place to go and buy a game. So go check it out. Extra Levels Gaming on Facebook. Check out the Sunday Slaw. That's Adam and Stephanie House. They ate a lot of coleslaw. And they should be coming to the live podcast. And we're probably going to do a coleslaw eating, I don't know if we'll do it a contest, taste test, whatever. But they love their coleslaw, and they do Facebook Live videos of themselves eating coleslaw. And they get to tell you if it's good or bad, so go like their page, please, the Sunday Slaw. And then, because they don't do enough, they also do a podcast called the Fourth Century Podcast. It's very, very relatable because they talk about relationships and parenting and jobs and all sorts of stuff like that. So check them out. Episodes come out on Tuesday over on Spotify, the Fourth Century Podcast. Check out Bare Boards and Tables on Instagram. My buddy Mark, he makes a lot of cool things out of wood. So if you want something cool made out of wood, get a hold of him over at his Instagram page, Bare Boards and Tables, Bare Like a Grizzly, Bare Boards and Tables. And he's got a link to his Mercari store. I got a Mercari store. He's got a Mercari store. We all got Mercari stores. And that's where he's got the shit for sale. And then, like I said, if you don't see anything that you do like, let him know what you do want. And then he can maybe do it for you. Bare Boards and Tables. And then last but not least, we got Matt Harper Art. He is on TikTok and Instagram, and he's not currently selling any of his stuff, but he does have a comedy show coming up. So if you live in the West Michigan area, if you live close to Hastings, Michigan, May 4th at the Waldorf in Hastings, he'll be doing a comedy show. Do I have further details? I do not. But when I do, I will let you know, and then you can go down to Hastings and watch a good comedy show. Matt always has a good time. He books a good show. So there we go. So do all those things for me if you could. That's it. I'm done. I will see you guys tomorrow for the Patreon, or I will see you on Monday for the next freebie. You guys have a good day. Take care. Get at me. All right. We'll see you. Okay, bye.